Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And remember, and if you've been listening all morning, we called our format today Fast and Deep and Out of Control. We've done Fast and Deep with two different kinds of programming so far. And the out of control part starts now. It will be mostly that it's out of my control. What we're looking for is four of you who live in the New York area today but didn't grow up here. My conversation starter: what's the good, the bad, or the ugly about living in New York? We're only going to give you about 5 minutes on this, and you'll just have a conversation with each other. Anyone want to call in and talk to some other folks who have moved to the New York area about the good, the bad, the ugly of living in and around New York? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Call right up. We'll put you on in a minute with three other folks. What I would love to get is four immigrants to New York from very different places to call in and have a chat. 212-433-9692. And I mean immigrant in the broadest sense. I would love to get some immigrants from other countries to the New York area and maybe some immigrants from elsewhere in the United States. But if you moved here from anywhere else, call up and have a conversation with some other folks about the good, the bad, and the ugly of living in the New York area. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I'm going to mostly stay out of it. And we have callers filling up the lines. So we'll talk to four of you. Really, four of you will talk to each other right after this. That theme is out of control. It's fast. It's slow. It's out of control. And that has been our theme today. Thanks to Jody Avergon for producing the theme at three different speeds today. And fast and deep and out of control. We did 5 10-minute takes on different topics in the first hour. We did that deep dive on affirmative action just now. Hope you've been learning a lot today and finding it interesting and hopefully some fun even along the way. And out of control, we're gathering up four people who live in the New York area today but didn't grow up here. My conversation starter: what's the good or the bad or the ugly about living in New York? And I'm just going to stay out of it mostly and see where this five-minute conversation takes you. I'll give you a little push in some direction if it's flagging, or I'll step in and edit you out with our seven-second delay if you curse. But other than that, it's for you. Out of control. Out of my control. All right. So let's take – can we take Mandeep? Okay, we've got Mandeep up. Okay, Mandeep in Glen Oaks, Queens, from India originally. Mandeep, you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you for calling in. We have Albert in Astoria, originally from San Antonio. Is that right, Albert?
Absolutely.
We have Jean in Manhattan, who's originally from France. Right, Jean?
Yes.
And Catherine in Brooklyn from Atlanta. Catherine, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You guys have 5 minutes to talk to each other. And I'm just going to sit back and, you know, it's just 5 minutes, so no speeches. So you just, you know, walk into a cafe and you happen to get into this conversation. What's the good, the bad, and the ugly about New York? Mandeep, start it off.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Mr. Albert in Astoria?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. I would say that the best thing in New York is that you can achieve anything you want. You can start a business. You can get best education, and you can have a very good family life. That's the best of living in New York.
Albert, he's talking to you. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, it's a city of convenience is how I describe it. Anything you want access to. I come from a Mexican American background, so you know I can find my taco lady down the street, as well as I can go down the street to have some some good Indian food, the diversity of thought, and, you know, see the convenience, what you want. There's plenty of opportunity out there, so that's my take on the good.
That is true. I also love the fact that you can meet people from all over the country. I have Chinese friends that don't really speak much English, but we still are friends. We work together. I have South American friends.
And I'm just going to jump in here just because our time is short to get Gene and Catherine going in the conversation. Who wants to jump in?
Well, I think that the diversity and the volume and the opportunity all speaks, I don't know how anybody else feels, but I'd be interested to know. The thing that struck me the most about the difference between growing up in Georgia and living in New York is pace. People talk faster. Yeah. People move faster. There's just so much more to do. And I have a theory that it either keeps you very young, because you always feel, excited about things, or it's going to make you very old. And I think the people that get overwhelmed by the pace are the people that are not happy here. But when I think if you move to New York and you know it's your place, it's because you've fallen into the rhythm of all of those different people and the different things to do. And I think it's all about the pace.
Absolutely. Let's talk about bad. I think the bad about is the New York City schools. I have three children, and I deal with that every single day. The education I got while studying in India was very good education as comparatively what my kids are getting educated in Queens.
I feel really lucky, actually, because I've just put two kids through New York City public school systems, and they've both, they both did really well. We feel really lucky, actually, with our schools. And, my son graduated from college, and my daughter is in college now. And they've both been really successful with New York City public school system.
Yeah, the public school is definitely a great asset for New York City, because I have a daughter in high school and a daughter in middle school, and we are so fortunate to have public school, free public school, who are the best, some of the best in the nation. So it's a great asset for, I always tell, this is raising kids in New York City is the best. A lot of people think, oh, you don't have a backyard, but actually you have so much to give to your kids. They can be going to a museum, and then they go to the park. And, when I grew up in a town, a village of 390 people, and somehow when I came to New York in the 90s, it felt like home. It was meant to be the place where I was going to live. And
my concern is that it's not that it's bad, but it's not as good as probably that I went to. But what would you say, Mr. Albert? What is the bad about New York?
Oh, I'm so sorry to do this, but I think the lesson, a lesson from this segment, is we'll have to do the same thing for longer next time. So Albert, Catherine, Mandeep, and now I know you're not Jean, you're Jean, originally
Jean,
from France.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for starting a great conversation anyway. And folks, that's our Different Kind of Brian Lehrer show, Fast and Deep and Out of Control. Hope you enjoyed it.